This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This is an area where we may be different. It's something that I feel really uptight about, but you may not. Turns out that 2 out of 3 people hate returning products to a store. Now, fortunately for me, my wife has no problem with it at all.
Yeah?
Yeah, I look forward to it. It's like a mini payday.
Yeah, she goes in and she takes anything I didn't want anymore, and she takes it right back and gets it. It's like magic. We get money.
Mm-hmm.
I normally don't return things. I have to exchange it for different sizes because I get it too big or too small.
Yeah.
So, and that's for me. I'm just going in and switching out and leaving.
Okay. I don't know why or where, but I grew up in a way where I thought if you made the decision to buy it, that you had at that point taken on the responsibility to keep it. And I didn't think they could resell it very easily. And they definitely lose money on stuff when you bring it back because they usually sell it as open box or something for less. So I always felt guilty about returning something if it wasn't broken.
Well, see, I thought you might be too lazy to do it because there is a process when you have to stand in line at Walmart. Like, it's like riding a roller coaster at Disney World. And you sit there and it takes you forever to do that.
Yeah.
And then I don't like returning because if the Amazon returning, I know it's easy and you can just put it right back in and take it to Kohl's. But that's just a lot of trouble to actually, mail something.
Yes. That's why I don't order clothes through the mail because I have to try it on.
That's super easy because they give you, you don't have to even go to Kohl's. You can just put it in the package and put it back in your mailbox and it's gone the same way it got there.
Yeah, but I always go to Kohl's too and then they get me on the way out because I end up buying stuff every time.
You know what? You give me $5 of Kohl's cash, I'm going to walk out of that store saving $750, but I've spent $200.
That's why I have a drop-off drive-through like they should have.
the
mailboxes. Just drop it off.
Yeah.
Well, they say that there are a few things that even people who are uptight about returning things will go ahead and make the effort to return. They say that the items that are always worth returning include phones. That's a big ticket item.
I agree.
If
it's
not right, you're going to want to return it.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's an item I wouldn't have thought you could return because I would have always thought that at the very least, they've lost all of the box packaging and crap's got to be redone. It's going to cost them something to take it back.
I still have all my boxes to every phone I bought.
Me too. It's not perfect anymore. They've got a little tear on the where I tried to open this thing and it wouldn't come loose, or the package, the wrapper's gone.
What, did the phone not fit? Is that why they're returning it?
No, sometimes you get it and it doesn't live up to your expectations about what it was supposed to do.
Yeah. But as far as like returning certain items and stuff, I don't think you should ever return a hamburger or a cheeseburger or something, some kind of food.
People say that is something they return now.
Boy, because you know what? When they have to take it back into the kitchen because it's not cooked correctly, I'm like, they're doing something to it. I think they're putting that steak right down on their bottom and, you know.
They had a whole movie where they did that, where they messed with the food when it went back, and I will not send any food back.
Well, I immediately thought of fast food. My dad and I were eating at a fast food restaurant. He was having a chicken sandwich. He bit into it, and it was pink in the middle.
Oh, gosh.
So I took it back up there. The guy goes, what do you want me to do? Make another chicken sandwich? I'm like, Yeah, he doesn't want a chicken sandwich now. So just give him a burger. Yeah. And he didn't even take the chicken sandwich. I had to actually grab it back off the counter and throw it away. But I'm like, but I wasn't going to.
Yeah.
I had a chicken sandwich yesterday, and I looked to make sure before I did it.
I think they just put it down their pants or something once you ask for a return.
Oh, he just grabbed one.
All right, so items that are never worth returning. Underwear.
Yeah, I agree.
They said groceries and beverages, mm-hmm. which, again, now I used to not think you could return some things, period. But once you start shopping at Costco, they'll take anything
right.
back. And I think there's some people who abuse that, but I think there are times when it's really nice. Like, we bought some kind of product that was 36 of them, and after the first one, we're like, these are horrible. So we took the other 35 back, and they gave us our money back. They didn't ask any questions.
That's cool.
So I'm like, that's good. That makes me more willing to try something,
yeah.
especially when you're getting it in bulk anyway.
Right. I bought some sliced turkey at a grocery store, and I got home to make a sandwich, and it was just slimy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what do I do? You know, and it's not cheap buying the sliced meat. So I took it back, and I took it to the service desk, said, take it over to, you know, the deli, and they'll, you know, play. I handed it to the woman. I said, yeah, I bought this, and it's just slimy. She goes, that's because you bought the cheap stuff. I said, well, give me the boar's head. How about that?
Does my turkey have, like, grease on it?
It
like,
was just it? Slimy. Yeah. In fact, I said, I don't even want turkey now. I think I'm going to have to eat ham for a while.
That's funny.
But they did take it back. But I've read recently where places like Target and Walmart, they're getting to where that you want to return something, they'll just tell you to keep it. They'll give you money back and say, just keep it because it's not worth. It was an article I posted on social media.
I'm going to buy a TV there today.
Well, I didn't think about that.
Sometimes, though, like if you buy from eBay or Amazon, they'll say, hey, what do I do because I don't want this item? It's not what you said. And a lot of times they'll say, just keep it. Just mm-hmm. keep it, and I'll give you your money back.
Yep.
So if you complain enough, you can get your money back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to buy a TV on eBay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What's the worst time and place to throw up? Because movie theaters were mentioned. You're in the movie theater, and you throw up right there in the movie.
Why? I mean, the floor's already sticky.
Kind of thought that's what caused it. It's kind of dark in there, too. I guess no one can see you do that.
Well, first off, you'll know I'm throwing up anywhere I am because I'm so loud.
Yes, okay.
I don't know many people that are quiet throwing up.
I've heard people throwing up. I'm like, I barely heard you.
Okay.
But I wake neighbors. I wake neighbors.
Restaurant was also mentioned. I remember a lady throwing up. It was a breakfast restaurant, and I've not been there since. Because it was right, she leaned over out of the cubby hole,
the booth,
yeah, and just let it fly right there across from me, and I just cannot go there because I remember that experience.
I don't know why people have a hard time making it to a restaurant. I've always made it to a toilet or a sink or
but some people
outside.
Are older, some people, you know, and kids, you know what?
Well, kids is different.
At a grocery store one time, little kid's like, I'm about to throw up, Mom. She cupped her hands in the grocery store aisle to do it. Hey, worse than that, my sister-in-law, it was in an expensive purse. Her daughter was somewhere, and she said, let her throw up in an expensive purse.
Man.
Yeah.
At least the lady at the grocery store kept it from being a mess everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather have that clean up on out, too.
All right, worst times and places to throw up, people say, on rides at a theme park or fair. Like, if you're on the Ferris wheel and you throw up, that ain't good. Was that rain?
I watched a video of one of those.
Yes.
The roller coaster where they're up at the top
Lipping
and the
around.
Foot's back down. Perfect timing. Everyone got drenched.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. It was like a little waterfall from the top, and as they came back around the loop,
yep,
they got
think
hit.
About on the Ferris wheel, it's like one of those chocolate fountains. Like, it goes down into one, and then they throw up, and it goes down to the next one. It just keeps going.
All right.
Because that's throwing up is contagious. Like, if you see someone throw up, sometimes you'll throw up.
Okay. Here's one for you, Tom. You got to tell the story. Worst times and places for you to be sick or throw up, a goodnight kiss on the front porch.
That would be bad.
Yeah. I mean, didn't you kiss a girl that just threw up? That wasn't the front porch, but...
No, she threw up earlier that night in the club.
Okay. So you still got a good night kiss from her, though.
Oh, yeah.
And she didn't brush her teeth.
Yeah, but I guess it would be worse if you're actually kissing somebody all of a sudden. Bloop.
Yeah, that's true.
That would be pretty bad.
It's like, there's your midnight snack.
That's whenever it's contagious.
Yeah, and then she leans over in the bushes or the front yard. All right, wedding ceremony or altar is another place where people have gotten sick. Their stomach gets so upset that they throw up. School, another place that is just the worst time and place because all your friends see you. Then all of a sudden, the janitor comes over with that orange powder Kool-Aid looking stuff and dumped it over. You remember that?
No,
I don't.
You don't?
Yeah.
It's like
I know what you're talking about, but I never saw it happen in school.
Me either.
I did.
They just cleaned it with regular bleach and crap.
Church was mentioned.
I don't think I ever have.
Okay. Concert also mentioned, and I have a good story on that. I went with a friend of mine. I had front row seats. We went for refreshments right between the two bands and got something to eat. Came back, and someone had thrown up right in front of my seat.
Oh.
So I took my friend's seat. He had longer legs. I'm such a good friend.
Rose, I think I'd have had somebody clean that up.
Other worst places to be sick or throw up, they say at work, because everybody's going to talk about you the rest of the day. Why was Cindy sick? What happened? Was she out late last night?
I went outside. Y'all didn't even know.
You've thrown up here at work before?
I have. It's been years ago. Probably one of those nights I'd stayed out really, really late. And yeah, I just went downstairs out the side door.
Uh-huh.
Now, anybody driving down Garlington might have seen me.
Yeah.
I'm sure people across the street heard me, but yeah, y'all never knew.
And then finally, they say on the dance floor when you're out and about.
No, you just dance to the bathroom and dance back.
Oh, do you?
That's what I did.
No, I know. Kato, you said that you always make it, but I've had those times where the water kind of builds up in your mouth and you realize it's like you don't have but seconds to get to somewhere. And sometimes you try to hold on and keep from throwing
enough
up
time.
And that's a mistake.
But see, I feel like coming on before.
How long?
I mean, sometimes it doesn't even happen, but I feel like I am. So I will literally get up and go stand in a restroom.
Sometimes you don't have that much time.
Until I've always made it. Knock on wood.
One time I didn't make it, I was driving my friend home, and I tried to cover my mouth.
Oh.
And it just went everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
In the air vents.
That's a worse place to do it, in your car.
Yeah.
Throw up in the car.
And we had just had Olive Garden, too, and that smell was so strong.
A lot of Parmesan cheese in that.
Can we wrap this up? Because I need to go cook my breakfast.
You got some grits.
You got an extra one of those breadsticks? Give me a second. Unlimited.
Gross.
That's just disgusting.
It was.
Okay. Sorry I even brought this up.
Yeah, me too.
But we're getting a call, so let's go ahead and take it. B93.7, hello.
Hey, I got a quick story
to
tell you guys about throwing up in weird places.
Okay.
So you mentioned doing it on a Ferris wheel. Now, I have had that experience, but it built up in Myrtle Beach over at the Pavilion. I was just finished riding the wooden roller coaster.
Yeah.
Got on the Ferris wheel, and I don't know what I ate, but it came all the way down on the funnel cake house down below.
I'll bet they didn't close up either.
No, but I was so embarrassed. I had to run to the bathroom when I got off. It was just awful.
That stuff just landed in the oil and cooked right back up.
Who was with you at the time?
Well, I had two girls. They were friends and another. So we were kind of doing a double date at Myrtle Beach. And it was just peer pressure to get on there. I already didn't feel well. Peer pressure against you.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I bet they didn't press you to ride any more rides, did they?
Well, they stayed away from me for a couple of hours until I took a shower.
Okay.
Oh, my.
That is a good story. Thanks for sharing it this morning.
Thank you. Love y'all.
Love Bye-bye. You.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
They say there's a test you can take, a simple test, to determine if someone is old or not.
Huh.
However, I'm going to disprove it this morning. They say that you can tell if someone's old or not based on whether they type faster on a computer keyboard or a phone.
Okay.
66% of people said they are faster on a computer keyboard. 21% said they could type faster on a phone, and it was quite based on age.
Well, because the younger people are probably not in the workforce as much. I mean, I've been working on a computer for all my life.
Well, it's just what they grew up on. So for people 50 and up, more than 70% said they type faster on a computer, and only 15% said they were faster on the phone. Gen Z, ages 18 to 25, only 37% said they were faster on the computer keyboard, and 46% said they were faster on a phone. So the young people have been typing on the phone their whole lives.
Well, sure.
And they're fast at it.
Yeah.
And the old people have been typing on computer keyboard, and that's what they're good at. But I can disprove this.
Okay.
My son, he speed types on a computer so fast.
Bragging about his kids.
I'm not bragging. I'm telling you he's faster on the keyboard than he is on the phone.
Why don't you buy a bumper sticker and put it on your car and let everybody
know? This has nothing to do with any bragging.
My kid is better than your kid.
I'm telling you that he's faster at the keyboard than he is the phone. That's not bragging.
I will say my kid can type fast with two fingers.
That's not bragging either, just to let you know. For whatever reason, my son prefers the keyboard. So it's definitely not like a guaranteed thing that just because someone likes the keyboard better that they're old.
Okay, but your son, he's kind of brainy like you. He's very smart. And so he stays on his computer probably a lot more than his phone, right?
Yeah.
He uses both a lot. I mean, he's big into phones.
You should see me. I've been complimented on how fast I use my phone and send texts.
Yeah.
And they're like, gosh, you're fast on that. I'm like, yeah, but most of it doesn't say what I thought I'd
type. Yeah, I know.
Because my big fat thumb is because
I don't use.
Do you do the vertical or horizontal?
I do horizontal.
With
the way I do it, yes.
Small up and down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
how
I do it.
Vertical.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Vertical.
Whatever your hand was doing is the way I do it.
I do the small keyboard. I don't turn my phone sideways to get the big keyboard.
That's no, not at all.
So, but my big thumbs, I'm always hitting one letter and always is the letter next to it.
I've got bad news for you. Turn it horizontal doesn't fix it.
I miss the days of the sidekicks. Remember those? You kick it out and then you get like an actual keyboard.
Oh, yes.
Those were the best phones.
I did like
well,
it.
You don't remember
I don't
those?
Miss the days of the phone where you had to tap three times for each letter.
Oh, yeah.
Like you would have to pick A or B or C, so you tap once, twice, or three times.
That's the flip phone, and I could drive down the road without even looking at my phone and write a whole sentence using that method.
And it actually was what you
meant
to say?
It was what I said, because as long as you know what letter, to, you know, three times for this letter, two times for that. I just got used to it.
I'm just glad that it spells out a lot of the words for you now. That's what makes it really fast.
Yeah.
Because you're saying happy birthday to somebody, it's already got it right there for you, for the most part.
Yeah, but sometimes, I'm not talking about ducks near as much as my phone thinks I am.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I just write whatever it picks. I'll be like, let's just answer them, and I'll hit I, and then whatever it suggests next, I choose am, and then I choose whatever it says next.
Sometimes they'll write the whole sentence for you.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Sometimes I purposely want to misspell a word just to be goofy.
Good luck.
And they will not let you do that.
Sure.
No, really.
Actually, Hawk is so good, sometimes he's able to misspell a word even with spell correct on.
And there's nothing worse than you send that text, and then you go back and you reread it, and you're like, oh, man. And then you got to send another text to explain the little part that you misspelled.
Or you try a word, and you're so far off, even Siri's like, I have no clue what you're saying.
When you can't get them to suggest it for you, you feel like a failure. You're like, really? Is bureaucracy that hard to figure out from what I wrote? I'm like, you think B-U-R-A-C-R-A-C-Y would be close enough for the phone to figure it out, but no.
But you know what? You know, the speed tests that they're doing, like you take an old person that's, you know, on the keyboard, they're still going to be slower than the millennials.
Not necessarily, man.
The chicken peck method.
Well, that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about people who worked and were at an office at some point.
But most of us are not office savvy.
Well, you say most of us, you mean you, but a lot of people worked offices their lives.
Yeah, okay.
Millennials got stuck in, we had computer typing classes. Like, I remember those.
Right. And why do you say stuck in? Wasn't that useful?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was, but I mean, I can't cook to save my life because they took home ec and stuff out, so I burn everything I cook, but I can type a heck of an email.
I took home ec. It did not help me.
Oh, man.
You know what? She can burn a meatloaf faster than the younger generation.
Oh!
I'm slow on a keyboard, slow while texting. It takes me 15 minutes to send a text.
You're just slow. I didn't mean that bad.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe page.
I didn't take it bad at all.
Yeah, I didn't take it bad at all.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hawk, do you enjoy getting massages?
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. I like a massage, Kato.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while. And in fact, I got one for Christmas I've yet to get.
Yeah, I just got a massage chair now. You know, $49, $49.99 at Amazon.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
Close.
No.
And what I do when I want to use the chair, I'll just go get a pedicure because they'll put you in the massaging chairs.
Oh, that's good, too. Yeah.
That's a two for one.
Hey, yep.
Yeah. Well, I've got bad news for you if you like massages because this rocked my world. A 26-year-old guy almost died from a neck massage.
Oh, no.
You ever get those therapists that they feel like they got to be really firm?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, they're going to get all the kinks out whether you want them out or not.
Well, they do ask if you want
deep tissue.
There you go. You want a deep tissue?
I do not ever. And I got one time without requesting it, and I think I needed a massage after the massage.
I just want a surface tissue massage, if you don't mind. Just a deep one.
Just tickle me.
Yeah.
This guy probably wishes he had asked for that because the masseuse accidentally ripped an artery leading to his brain, and he had a stroke.
What was she doing?
Apparently massaging him really hard.
Yes.
Luckily, he did get to the ER in time, and they say they think he'll make a full recovery.
Mm.
I mean, you're massaging way too hard if you tore someone's artery in their neck.
I agree, yeah.
Man. I didn't even know that was possible.
Mm-mm.
And so now I'm afraid to go to a chiropractor or a masseuse anymore if that's possible. That someone could be massaging you and rip your artery and you could die?
Now, make sure you have that oil, too. That could be, because once that oil, you know, if they don't have enough oil on there, it's like it'll grip you and it feels like it's ripping your skin as they're rubbing your neck right there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember I went to a masseuse probably when I was in my early 30s. And it might even have been late 20s. And during the thing, she gets suddenly stopped. She goes, "Have you talked to your doctor about the swelling in your ankles?" And I said, "No, why?"
Yeah.
And she goes, "That's a really big problem. You should talk to your doctor about it."
Oh.
And so I'm like, I left there thinking I probably won't make it to the doctor. It sounds like I'm going to die.
So you're saying the last time you got like a massage like that was that long ago? Because I guess you and your wife trade massages now.
I'm confused as to even what you just asked me.
Is that the last time you had a massage?
Yeah.
No, that was friggin' ages ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I know that. I'm saying, was that the last time you got a professional massage? Because I guess that once you get married, you got each other's getting a massage. Like, you give your wife a massage.
It's not the same.
It's not how it works either.
It's what do you mean?
I mean, you don't do, like, marriage doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you rub her back. She never rubs you.
Oh, she always goes first.
Yeah, you go first, honey.
Yeah, that ain't good.
And then she's asleep.
You need to go first.
Kato's not even married. He understands how it works.
I was married. I don't like giving massages.
Yeah.
I don't like, my mom sometimes, "Will you rub my neck?" I don't want to rub your neck.
Your mama?
I don't like touching other people like that.
Okay, yeah.
See, I don't mind giving my wife a massage. I'm cool with it. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't do a deep tissue massage. I'm just like rubbing and just making it feel good. It's
right.
Like, it's like you said, like the, what is this? Not Swedish massage. It's just a relaxing massage.
Yeah. I told y'all that's how I got in trouble when I was a kid. My mom would want me to rub her feet. So if I got in trouble, if I didn't do my homework, got bad grades, I had to wash her feet and also put lotion on her feet and massage her feet. That was my punishment. as a little kid. So I would sit down there. Well, she's in a big lazy boy chair, and I would do that.
And you're getting mad at me because I won't rub my mom's neck.
No, that just reminded me. I'm like, yeah.
You could probably still contact DSS about that.
I don't know. You know what? A lot of moms are listening out there going, that's a great idea.
It really is.
Yeah.
If you want to scar your children for life.
I mean, I ain't that weird.
You're pretty bad. Well, at least you didn't get a stroke and end up in the ER.
That's serious stuff right there.
That is serious stuff. That's next time they ask if you want that deep tissue massage, you'd be like, I'm going to pass on that one. Let's just go. Let's go with the not tearing my arteries massage.
Or just go with a tickle me thing, Kato.
Yeah, you got a feather.
Get you go.
Tickle me, Kato.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.